your calendar, I'm sure it's probably beeping, and it's like, you're like, what did I set it for? And it's because it's time for A Fantastic Beast, The Crimes of Grindelwald Watch. That's right.
It's Grindelwatch.
Grindelwatch is here, folks.
Can I tell you the weird thing, Justin? My calendar is beeping, but it's a paper wall calendar.
Yep. It must have one of Grindelwald's wild enchantments on it.
Yes, it must be a Grindelwald creation.
It's Johnny Depp was like, I'll only play a character named Grindelwald because that's what I am, IRL fam.
I like this series of Fantastic Beasts because it gives me the opportunity to feel what it must have been like to be a grown-up when Harry Potter was extremely popular.
Yes.
They're all wizards and witches, and it's all nonsense.
What's happening
to me?
Now? What is this?
They managed these guys.
They
Grindelwald.
They split the uprights of me, Griffin McElroy, who waited in line for a midnight release of not just one, more than one of the Harry Potter books. To now in 2018, having disdain for Grumblegord and his and his curse. Like that was me, and now it's so not me, Grumblegig.
I just don't care about the works of Grindelwald.
Now,
what's he doing? And also, where's a little love for the mediocre beasts? You know what I mean?
All your favorites are not here. I misspoke. None of your favorites are here. Nobody knows the names of any of the characters. Nobody cares about this franchise, and yet it continues to trundle along. I'm sure making buckets of cash. I just don't know who's...
Justin, now, I do want to say there are some Harry Potter series favorites in this one. I'm pretty sure that Lord Voldemort, and I know that's taboo, but I'm not afraid of him anymore because I saw Harry Potter kick his ass. He's in it, I think, somewhere. Looking forward to it. Got my tickets for release day, which I don't know what that is or what it is.
I just want to know where are these... All these people are so worried about their beautiful beasts, and I just want to know, what are you all doing to preserve the life of Lily and James Potter? Because we have a chance, folks.
Yes.
We have one opportunity.
Oh, shit. And then J.K. Rowling could just follow her dream and do a completely reimagined Harry Potter series where she starts back at book one. Oh, and this time, Lily and James, totally alive. Totally
part of it.
They're there. Everything's cool.
Nestle close, fam. How is this flick 2 hours and 14 minutes long, fam?
The boy, hey, y'all, gather close. The boy ain't in it.
Yeah.
The boy ain't in it in this one.
That's actually how he's known in this one. The boy who doesn't appear.
This is 134 minutes of boy-free material. The boy didn't saddle up for this ride, folks.
It's just Eddie Redman opening up his, like, suitcase and letting out, you know, I don't know, a dog with a, like, I don't know, with a tail, like a fish tail, or like, I don't know, like a big bird. I haven't seen the first one either.
I did. I watched it on a plane when I was three deep in the window, and like, y'all, there's no way they're going to top the Buckwild twist ending of that movie, which was this character has been disgraced shithead Johnny Depp the whole time. Surprise! He's had a charm cast on him to make him look like someone else, but it was the whole time disgraced piece of garbage shit Johnny Depp. Gotcha! Yeah, you did get us, I guess, Grindelwald.
Grumble Gus. He's just...
Rumble Ghost.
Jonathan Depp called David Yates, the director. He's like, hey, it's me, Johnny Depp. Bad news. What is it, Johnny? You're going to add some more minutes.
Do you remember those beasts that you said were too fantastic? You're going to have to include them.
Does Grindelwald eat the beasts? Is that his fantastic crimes? Is
yep.
that Eddie Redman opens up his magic briefcase and the, you know, fairy hippopotamus comes out and Grindelwald eats him? Like, is that the fantastic crime? Just him slowly devouring every animal?
I want to take my nanny to the movie theater and make this her first exposure to the Harry Potter series.
So good.
I want her to get on board with the HP franchise from the crime of The Crime of Gringabus.
But starting here, this is her window in.
This is where it starts. We're going to sit down for two full Christian hours and 14 Christian minutes and watch the crimes of Bingo Bus as they stroll across the screen doing magic hither and yon and get these beasts all riled up.
If you timed it right, you could go while the sun was out and then get out in the like cover of night and think that the end times have come.
And then you can just say like, no, but then listen, there's two characters who are married that you haven't even met yet. They die, but their son doesn't. And he goes on a great school adventure for 8 years.
I'm sitting here looking at the Rotten Tomatoes on this one. And I kid you not, it is sitting at 50%. Hollywood glitterati, our critics of this great industry we call showbiz, could not even be bothered to form an opinion. As one collective hive mind, they all shrugged and said, I don't know, the boy's not in it, but it is extremely long.
This is like if you put out a Superman movie that was about when his dad was in high school, or even worse, like when his dad's math teacher was in high school. And you're like, wait, you call this, wait, why is, where's the Superman? Like, well, Superman's not even born yet. Why the fuck am I watching this movie? Well, the math teacher, well, his dad's math teacher wins the science fair.
It's like if the Star Wars prequels were about Emperor Palpatine's childhood friend. Like,
I don't know how Rotten Tomatoes does their system, but the last review on here says, a strangely charmless and excessively dingy film, too long and static for anyone but the most diehard. With neither a richness of tone nor color, this is a film guaranteed to sell tickets at the cost of its own soul. And that's a positive one, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Rotten Tomatoes said this is a thumbs up from this particular critic.
This is a plump, juicy tomato you can definitely include in your puttanesca. Hey, let's do advice, huh? We've done